Good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Nessie of New Birth Ministries, and I'm coming to you on Wednesday night, November 17, 2021 at 7:06 p.m. with some bad news. Sad news, actually. A young black rapper named Young Dolph got killed tonight as he was buying cookies in a black-owned cookie store, and I believe it was in Tennessee. And this has got to stop. A black man killed a black man in a black-owned business. And allegedly, the people, the husband and wife couple that owned the business were very nice people, did a lot for people. They were like philanthropists, so to speak. And people in their church were shocked at what happened. This has got to stop. We have to stop the black-on-black killings. It's got to stop. It looks crazy. It makes our people look absolutely crazy. We have no couth. We have no code of conduct. This has got to stop. You don't need a leader to tell you to behave yourself. You have to have respect for others and have respect for yourself. I don't even know the rapper. My son looked up to him. My son knows him, and it hurt him when he heard about it. And they even had a video on where you can see the man's arm hanging out the window for where they shot him, and his body was lying there, probably inside the building, and his arm was hanging out the window. This is graphic. This is gruesome. And the killings have to stop. Just because you know how to use a gun does not make you intelligent. It does not make you awesome. It does not make you bad. Okay? It doesn't make people afraid of you. It makes you look like a fool. Guns are supposed to be used to protect yourself, not to just walk up on somebody and shoot them because you want to prove you're cool. You're not proving that you're cool when you act like that. Amen. People who act like that are not proving that they're cool. What they're proving is they have low intelligence and they just do whatever they want whenever they want to. They can't contain their emotions. They can't contain themselves and they don't take life seriously. And a person that will do something like that will do anything. They don't show that they were raised right. As people say, show people you got some raisin in you. And I'm not talking about eating raisins. I'm talking about make it look like your parents raised you right. Now, I didn't know that rapper, but I pray for his family. I keep his family and his loved ones and his fans in prayer that they all come to Jesus. That God opens up their eyes. We have to pray, folks, for God to open up the eyes of our young people, the young generation, because right now their minds are seared and they have the help of the entertainment industry. And that's where we're battling so many demons to try to get our kids back. Pardon the interruption, but, and this is Reverend Nessie of New Birth Ministries coming at you, and I have a blessing for you. I am on a program called Anchor, and you can make money on anchor.fm as well at www.anchor.fm. And if you would like to donate to my ministry, just go to revessie.com. That's revessie.com. And you can listen to my Sunday services at 1-732-434-3823 at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All are welcome. Thanks for listening, and God bless. There used to be a time kids were hard-headed. You send them away to a special school, or maybe you whoop their behind a little bit with a bell, whatever you used, okay? Switches, whatever, okay? And the government stopped that. And just like the Bible says, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And that is exactly what has been happening. The children are spoiled and they do whatever they want, whenever they want. And they know the government puts us in jail when we try to correct our kids. So now we have wild children running around and we're not allowed to raise them. But guess who is? The government and the entertainment industry. So we have got to pray against this. We have to put our hand up. Like, I don't know if some of you watched who is it does that? Jamie Foxx, where he puts his hand up in somebody's face and he goes, and he stops right in front of their face. We have to do that. Put your hand up in the spirit and put your hand up in the natural. Stop this crazy mess, please. I'm not big, I'm not famous, but I'm a preacher of the Most High God, and I can tell when things are going wrong. And folks, we have to get together. We have to love one another. Stop looking down our nose at one another and thinking we're better than each other. Stop acting like nobody, you know, I've never sinned before in my life. You know, we have to stop acting like we're better than each other. Okay, families, get together. Stop hating on each other. Stop acting like you never did anything wrong. Amen. There's always like that one sheep, scapegoat. Yeah, families always find that one scapegoat to pick on. Yeah, he's no good or she's no good. They've been like that since they was young. What are you? We're not, the Bible says nobody, there's not one person, no, not one, who is perfect. The only perfect person in this world is Jesus Christ. We need to start repenting and stop acting like we don't have anything to repent for. Amen. And just stop the killing. If you want to be used by God and be successful in life and not suffer lack, you have to let the Holy Spirit use you. You have to show that you've been raised right. You have to love God and listen to him. Listen for him to give you direction in life. If you read in the Bible, every time Israel got, well, just about every time Israel got captured, the enemy took the smartest kids. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The enemy always took the smartest kids. They took the kids that could read because they can use them. And they had high places. Matthew was a tax collector. Okay, he was very intelligent. So the Romans used him to collect taxes. He went against his own people to be rich, to make money. What does that sound like to you? It's going on today in the entertainment world. We're going against our own people to be rich, to be in magazines, to have nice homes, nice cars, money. Fortune and fame. Amen. So let's not be like the early time Matthew. Let's learn to be like the Matthew that ran into Jesus. Let's be like the Saul who was on his way on that road to Damascus and had that change, that sudden change. God spoke to him and changed his heart. And open up his eyes spiritually. Black people, we have got to do better. Amen. We have got to do something, has to happen. And church, the body of Christ, if we don't start praying and coming together, regardless of what denomination we are, it's going to be rough. Jesus, everybody says, Jesus, come back. When you coming back? Jesus, come back. Jesus is sitting up there talking about, when you going to repent? I don't know. My Father knows. Jesus doesn't even know when he's coming back. But one thing I do know is, I do believe God is waiting for us to repent more often. Amen. That's what was on my mind. God bless you. And God keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. And I pray that you have his peace and his grace, hallelujah, and that all goes well with you. And, you know, don't forget, God's got it. God's got it. If you're suffering from things like this, what I'm talking about tonight, death of a loved one and untimely death, as the Bible puts it, of a loved one, know that God's got it. But let's try to stop this as well. We have to speak to our young people and teach them better values, okay? All right, God bless you. Thanks for listening. Reverend Essie, signing off. Amen.